Today's share in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Ayin Dalid Omud Beis, and we're in the middle of Se'if Aleph in this Hilchos Birchas HaShachar Simen. And we started yesterday talking about the different brachos that comprise the Birchas HaShachar, and we started talking with the Mechaber telling us at what point in the life day does one say each bracha, although as we'll see shortly later today, that we say them all together in shul, as is the custom, is well known. So the Mechaber continues with the very top line of Ayin Dalid Amud Beis, and the Mechaber says, Kishaholech Yevorech Hamechin Mitzadei Gover. When a person walks, he says, Hamechin Mitzadei Gover. That's the bracha. Every one of these brachas, of course, is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hamechin Mitzadei Gover, the one who sets the steps for a person. And as we pointed out yesterday, the Aguda in Sif Katan Zayin, the Mishnah Brura brings down the Aguda, who says, Asher Hechin Mitzadei Gover, which is our Girsa. Then the Mechaber continues, Kishechogir Chaguro, when he goes and girds his belt, he ties his belt around him, he says, Yevorech Ozer Yisrael Begvura, the one who girds or belts Klal Yisrael with strength, Begvura. The Ramah adds, Hagah, Olove Sho'avnet, when one puts on his pants. The Avnet, as the Mishnah Brura will tell us, normally means a belt, but here it means pants, as we'll see in a second in the side of the Mishnah Brura. And he says, this is the pants, Hamafsik Bein Libo L'Erva, that separate the heart from the genital area, from the Erva. So when he puts this on, he says the brach of Ozi Yisroel Begvura as well, especially if he's not wearing a belt, obviously. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Ches writes, Avnet, normally Avnet Dehocha Hu Michnasayim. Normally an Avnet doesn't mean pants, but here it means pants. V'chein ha'avneit shehizkir Shulchan Aruch b'reish simen tzadi aleph. And likewise, later on in Shulchan Aruch, it also uses the terminology avneit to mean a pair of pants. The afal gav de b'lashon Torah pirush avneit hu achagora. Normally, a belt is what a avneit means. This is the language of the Torah, where it says uva avneit bad yachgor, and with a linen belt you shall gird yourself, you shall put your belt on. Nevertheless, mikol makom b'lashon achachamim, in the vernacular usage of Chazal, l'famim korim hamenichnasayim avneit. Pants are also referred to sometimes as avneit, and therefore l'kach nokat loshon lovesh v'lo choger. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says we use the terminology in the Ramah of when you put on to wear lovesh avneit, as opposed to ozer or choger ha'avneit. He brings us down the name of the Mati Yehuda. The Mechaber continues and he says, Kishemesim kova al omitz nefes barosha. When he puts on his cap or some sort of a kerchief on his head, he says the bracha oter Yisrael besifara. He is the one who crowns Klal Yisrael in glory and splendor. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess explains over here, Hiskir Yisrael b'bracha zu v'kein ba'ozer Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions Klal Yisrael in this bracha as well as the previous bracha b'ozer Yisrael b'gvurah, as opposed to Masha ein kein ba'acheros, as opposed to Yisrael is not mentioned in all the other brachos. The reason for that, Hatam, is as follows, Shashar hu l'anos olam. All the other brachos talk about something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the entire world, lav dafka, just for the Jewish people. Shakol shavim ben, everybody's entitled to enjoy the other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the world. As opposed to, ma she'en kein be'elu shnayim, him b'Yisroel l'chud, mishum tznias, the girding of one's body with a belt or pants to separate the heart from the erva, and as well, the wearing of a hat, al tznias, some sort of a head covering. The chagoruhu mishum shlo ye libo res erva. The belt is so that your heart and your genital area, the erva, shouldn't be together. They should be separated. And the hat is also the kovahim mishum tznias, is an aspect of tznias. As the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Vav says, kasei reishech mipnei emso demorach. You should always have something above you, demonstrating and acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above you. I've mentioned many times already, I believe, that the word yarmulke, Yore Malka, you should have the fear of God, you should have the fear of the king above you. That's why we wear a yarmulke. The Mechaber continues in the series of brachas that we say in the morning, and he writes, Kishayito Yodov, if you wash your hands, Yavarech al Netilas Yadayim. You make the bracha al Netilas Yadayim. We've already talked about this previously. There are many different opinions as to the proper time that one should say this bracha as well, and one should go back to the simonim that dealt with Netilas Yadayim to go through that in detail. Again, as we'll see in a second in Sif Beis, nowadays our minhag is not to do each bracha necessarily by itself, but we lump them all together, as we'll see momentarily. The Mechaber continues, Kishayir chatz panov, when you wash your face in the morning. Afterwards, you say, Yivarech hamavir sheino me'enoi v'chulei. We say the bracha, af hamavir sheino me'enoi stumo me'af apoi. We say that bracha after washing the face. And then we say, v'hiratzon. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Nud explains this, hiratzon is shetargilein ebusar esecha. And it's also in the plural form, lashon rabin. Dirshu footnote number 7 explains that we always say certain things in tefillah in the lashon of Rabbim, and he brings this down later on from Sif Simon Kuf Yud in regards to tefillah sederach. We always say these tefillos in the plural because tefillah nishmas yoser kasher mishatev atzmo betefillah im harabim. Because when you're davening for the rabbim, when you're davening on behalf of the rabbim, so your tefillah is more powerful, is more likely to be heard. The issue footnote number 6 brings down a famous idea that when we say the bracha, oter yisro b'sifara, it also goes on the tefillin, which are referred to as pe'er. And therefore, he brings down the Rush, who says that before you make this bracha, you should have your tefillin on. But he brings others that disagree with this and say, lav davka, and if somebody has the minhag to put their tefillin on before, fine. If somebody has the minhag to put their tefillin on afterwards, that's fine too. However, he does bring down the famous minhag, those that do have their tefillin on, when they say the bracha, oter yisro b'sifara, so the minhag is that you touch the shoyad and the sharosh when you say oter yisro b'sifara. Finally, the Mechaber concludes this bracha by saying that the conclusion of Hamavir Sheinu Meinois Nomi Afapoi, and then you say the Hiyaratzon, and then you conclude Baruch Ato Hashem Gomel Chasadim Tovim Liamo Yisrael. And the Mechaber points out that this is one big bracha, starting off from Baruch Ato Hashem Okeinu Chalom Hamavir Sheinu, all the way going till the end of Gomel Chasadim Tovim Liamo Yisrael, is one long bracha. And therefore, Ein Lanos Amen Achar Hamavir Sheinu Meinois Nomi Afapoi. We don't answer Amen at that point over there. We only answer Amen at Shiachto Magomo Chasadim Tovim Liamo Yisrael. Shakol Brocha Achasi. It's one long bracha. That's why many times when the Chazan in Shul does say the brachos out loud, he doesn't say this bracha in its entirety out loud. He just says Baruch Ata Hashem, and then he stops, so people won't mistakenly answer Amen after the end of the bracha. And then he says the conclusion of the bracha out loud, Hagomel Chasadim Tovim Liamo Yisrael. People then have the opportunity to answer Amen on the entire bracha. Now we go to the all-important Sif Beis, which changes around basically everything that we just learned in Sif Aleph. And the Mechaber writes, Achshav, nowadays, Mipnei She'en HaYadayim Nikios, number one, because our hands aren't clean, and we're going to make all these brachos at various points before our hands are clean, that's inappropriate to make these brachos without clean hands. And furthermore, V'gam Mipnei Amei HaAratzos, and also because of the ignorant people. Many people were not familiar with the brachos, they couldn't say them by heart, they weren't familiar with the proper time and place to say these brachos, Shenam Yodim Osam, and they basically just don't know the right way to say these brachos. So therefore, Chazal set up Noagu L'Sadra B'Veis HaKnesses. We say all the Birchas HaShachar together in Shul, V'onim Amen Achareim, V'Yotzim Yidei Chavosan. And therefore, other people can answer Amen. We'll see in a moment who we're talking about that should be answering Amen. People that don't know how to make the bracha their own, certainly, but even other people. They're Yotzei with this bracha, and this way everything is done properly for all of Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph writes, Nahagu l'sadrom, the Chazal set it up, the imutur gam lahamtim bebirchas tilos yadayim l'sadrom v'veis haknesses ayin la'el b'simen vav b'mishnah Berurah sham. The Mishnah Berurah here brings down, what about, should you also set up the Bruch of Alan Tilos Yadayim along with all the Birchas HaShachar? As I mentioned before, this has already been discussed in Simen Vav and the Mishnah Berurah over there. And Dirshu footnote number 8 reminds us what some of these halachos are as well. Ayin Sham. In Sifkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that you answer Amen. He says, if somebody didn't answer Amen, ubedivyeved, afilu lo anu Amen, yotzi nideh bracha. This is true in general with all brachos. One who wants to be yotzi with somebody else's bracha should ideally answer Amen. You should hear the entire bracha without interruption. You shouldn't say Baruch Hu V'roch Shemo, and you should answer Amen, and that's the ideal way. But if he heard the entire bracha, didn't interrupt, the person who made the bracha had the intention of being motziim, he had intention of being yotzi, so then even if you didn't answer Amen, you are yotzi. Dirshu footnote number 9, he brings down, Hatam shelechatchila yesh lanos amen. If you're Yotzi, why do you have to answer amen? So he says, ideally, you should answer amen. So he brings down from later on in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Yud Gimel, Shemuvad hamitzvah lanos amen al kol brocha shumea, separate from the fact that you should always answer amen to a brocha that you hear. He says, yesh od chiyuv lanos amen al brocha shemiskavin lotzis boyde chova. There's an especially important idea to answer amen to a brocha that you're being Yotzi with, as opposed to, it's always important to answer amen to any brocha. But if you're intending to be Yotzi, you certainly should answer Amen l'chatchila. Why? Kedei l'horos, to demonstrate and show shumachazik m'kaimus habracha. That, yeah, that's me. I want to be Yotzi with that bracha. You know, technically you were just by listening without acknowledging Amen, but by demonstrating and saying Amen, you're showing that you really want to be Yotzi with that bracha. Again, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, if you did have intention to be Yotzi with the bracha, even if you didn't answer Amen, kivin shekivnu, lotzeis, you are Yotzi. Sivkot and Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yidei Chavosin, your Yotzei with your obligation. And he points out, Vafilu Lubaki, even somebody who was familiar with the Tefillah and the Brachos, and he's able to say them on his own, nevertheless, Motzi im Mechavin b'Birchoso, is able to be Yotzei by answering Amen over here. He brings us down the name of the Achronim. We learned previously in Simon Vav, in the Magen Avram, Shehevi b'shem alavush, lahachme b'bechas ha-shachar, she'eno motzi b'pochas mi'asara. Mishnah Berurah reminds us that we already learned that our custom is not to do this. And every person really actually says the b'chas ha-shachar by himself. But here he's telling us that those that are being yotzei, other people with the b'chas ha-shachar, shouldn't do this unless there's a minion present. And he refers us back to a whole discussion in Simon Nun Tes, as well as Dirshu footnote number 10, brings down a whole machlokus over here as to whether this is true for all people, or just people that aren't able to be Yotzi on their own, but would not include people that are Yotzi on their own, able to be Yotzi on their own, Ayin Sham. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, which is our minuk today, Bizmanenu nowadays, Haminuk Shekol Echem Mevarech B'Me'atzmo. Everybody today, Baruch Hashem, we have Sidurim, they're printed, they're easily transliterated, even for people that don't know. If somebody is capable of reading the bracha, he should read the bracha by himself. And the minhag is that the shliach tzibah doesn't have the intention to be motzi other people. Of course, the shliach tzibah should always have in mind, and by default, that's the way it is, that anybody that is listening can be yotze with him. And this is especially important for people that really don't have any background, that aren't capable at all of davening, even with a transliteration. It's very difficult. They break the teeth on it, so they could be yotze. But the stam person who goes to shul, who knows how to daven, should not be yotze with the brachas of birchas ha-shachar from the shliach tzibur. He should hear them, and he should answer amen, but he's not yotze. Therefore, some suggest that he should either say them first or say them at the same time, because if he hears them and he answers amen, he could actually be yotze, and then it would be improper for him to go and say them on his own. So it's ideally better to say them along with the Shliach Tzibur, a little bit ahead of him, so you can conclude before he does, and the Amen of the Tzibur goes on your Brach as well, or to just say it beforehand, and then you don't have a problem at all. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Chayev Odom Levarech B'chol Yom Mea Brachos L'Pachos. The Mechaber tells us a very, very important din over here, that a person has an obligation to make 100 brachos every day. We'll see, as in the Dirshu footnotes will tell us, this really only applies to a man. Look in Dirshu footnote number 13, he brings down the shade of Halevi, Shinoshim Enu Chayavos B'mei HaBrachos, and he'll bring a riot to this, because we're talking about the bracha of tzitzis and tefillin, which women don't wear, and as well, since women don't have the obligation to go and daven like a man does, the three Shemoneh Esreis each day, so the poskim say that women are not obligated in this mitzvah of 100 brachos a day. But a man is. Why is that? Where did this number come from? So in Sivkot Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Hatam, Lefi Shohayu Meisim B'choyom Meya Nefashos B'Yisrael, that once was a plague during the time of David HaMelech, and 100 people, young children, Nebuch, were dying every single day. So David HaMelech, Tikin David Alzeh Levarach Meya Brachos B'choyom, as a remedy for this tragedy that was occurring, David HaMelech said, we have to be careful and make 100 brachos a day, and that will prevent, and it did prevent, the tragedy from continuing. The Mishnah Berurah says, Baruch Hashem, most of us are able to make more than 100 brachos every day, although, as we'll see, on certain days of the year, when the Shemoneh Esrei is different, or when we're fasting, etc., it's a little bit more difficult. And the Mishnah Berurah now goes into an arichos, showing us how we get to the 100 brachos a day. So first of all, he says, Balayla. And in Dirshu footnote number 11, he brings down that you see from here that the proper way to count the day in this halacha of brachos is not like many people do, oh, I wake up in the morning and I say 100 brachos. No, but it goes by the Hebrew calendar day, which starts in the evening, and it runs through the next day until the sun sets. So, balayla, when a person goes to sleep, kisholech lishom mevarech hamapil, that's one. Ubishacha mevarech alantil sedayim v'ashiyotzar, he wakes up, he makes an alantil sedayim and ashiyotzar, that's three. V'od sheishes rei brachos v'birchas ha-shachar, the other 16 brachos of birchas ha-shachar, we're up to 19, v'sholosh brachos ala Torah, and the three brachos of birchas ha-Torah, the Mishnah Berurah points out in brackets over here, this is according to the Ramah, as it says in Dirshu footnote number 12, there's a machlokes as to whether there are two or three brachos of birchas ha-Torah, and then there are different kirsos, should you say v'ha'arevna, or just ha'arevna, that depends whether it's the same bracha or a different bracha, the second bracha of birchas ha-Torah. In any event, the Ramah holds over here that there are three brachos of birchas ha-Torah, that's why the Mishnah Berurah counts it in this fashion. So we're up to Harei Es Mushtayim. Then you have Birchas Tzitzis Utfilin, that's another three. Harei Ot Shalosh. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is according to Ashkenazim, who makes the Mevorachim Shtayim Ala Tfilin. So now we're up to 25. Then the Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, that's another two. I'm going to not read every word inside the Mishnah Berurah because we're running out of time. You have the brachas of Kriyashma, Shachris, and Arvis, and the bracha of Yirinenu that ends at the 4 in the morning and 4 at night. That's a total of 8. And now we're up to 35. Then you have 57 brachas of the Shmona Esreis, because you have 3 times 19 brachos, so that's 57, plus the 35, we're up to 92. You have 2 meals a day, a morning meal and an afternoon meal, and you have to say hamotzi and wash the tilas yadayim, and the 4 brachos of benching. And as well, you're going to have a drink after you bench, because they would bench ala kos, so you'd make the bari priya gofen and then say an ala gefen afterwards. So that's an additional 8 each time you bench, for an additional total of 16 brachos, and therefore we're well over 100 according to this counting, 108 brachos. Now, on a tainis, when you're not going to have 2 meals, that day you're only going to have the meal in the evening after the tainis is over, so you have 100 brachos, because you're less 8 brachos from the benching, as we said, so you have 100, so you're okay. And on Shabbos, when you don't have the 57 brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei, so you're short 13 additional brachos over here from the 100, so he suggests that you should have additional fruits and treats that will allow you to say additional brachos, both bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. If you don't have that, so then al hadchak, you can listen to the birchas haTorah and the brachos on the maftir, answering amen to them, and in this way you can catch up to your 100 brachos that you need. He brings down the Magen Avraham, who says, be careful not to get yourself into a sofik brachos in your zeal in trying to make 100 brachos. Then he brings down on Yom Kippur, when you don't have any of the meals over here, he suggests, like on Shabbos, listen to the brachos of the Leining and the Haftorah to get additional brachos. And as well, use Besamim, although you have to be careful that you have a Hesach Hadas in between the time that you smell it and the time that you're next going to make a bracha and smell it again. Because if it's within the same realm of thinking, so then you're not allowed to make a new bracha. Kozman Shalo Yisiach Daito Milo Riach Osu Lach Zolavarach. You're not allowed to make a new bracha, because that would be a bracha Sheino Tzricha. Furthermore, he says, you can also add on to your brachos by saying Ashi Yotzar im nizdamelo. Every time you go to the bathroom, you have the opportunity to say an Ashi Yotzar as well. And worse comes to worse, if you really are stuck, he says, by listening to the Chazaras Hashatz and answering Amen, that could also count towards your 100 brachos of the day. We'll stop here. This concludes today's shir.